I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the number of women in prison and jail in this country has increased by a third in the last 8 years. That means more women will be leaving prison at some point. How do they reconnect with family and community, and are their experiences different from those of men? We'll ask in our Behind Closed Doors conversation. That's a bit later. But first, we want to revisit a Senate hearing from 1986 that, perhaps surprisingly, has become relevant again. I'm talking about the Senate Judiciary Committee's hearings on whether or not to confirm then-U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions. The Alabama Republican had been nominated to the federal bench by Ronald Reagan, but was rejected by the Senate Judiciary Committee. That was only the second time in a half a century that that had happened. Sessions was rejected after witnesses reported hearing him make comments that were viewed as, at best, racially insensitive and, at worst, as racist. Among those comments, he is said to have referred to the NAACP as, quote, un-American, and alleged to have referred to a white lawyer working on a civil rights case in Mobile as, quote, a disgrace to his race. Here is Mr. Sessions responding during the Senate hearings in 1986.
I have not said that they are un-American. I explained that I said that they take positions that are considered un-American. They hurt themselves. They lose credibility. Trying to recollect on it, the best I could recall was, and I said, well, he's not that popular around town. I've heard him referred to as a disgrace to his race.
Sessions is now the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Next month, he will have a chance to pass judgment on the nomination of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor, whom a number of conservative pundits have criticized as racist. Sessions has said he is sympathetic to those undergoing the confirmation process because he knows how easy it is for one's views to become distorted, as he believes his were. We think it's fair to ask if they were, so we called J. Gerald Hebert, who is among those who testified at the hearing in 1986. At the time, Mr. Hebert was a senior trial attorney in the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. He had close contact with then-U.S. Attorney Sessions for several years. Mr. Hebert is now executive director of the Campaign Legal Center, but he stresses that his views on the matter of Mr. Sessions are his own and have nothing to do with his employer. Mr. Hebert is with us now in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How is it that you were called upon to talk to the Senate Judiciary Committee about your dealings with then-U.S. Attorney Sessions at the time of his nomination to the bench?
I happened to be listening to the testimony in the morning, and I had been interviewed, as I recall, before the hearing, and a lot of my statements to the interviewers were being read to Mr. Sessions, and he was asked to defend himself against statements that I had made. So I actually used my lunch hour that day to go up late for lunch and watch some of the hearing myself. And when I happened to get into the hearing room and Republican senators were told that I was actually seated in the audience, they, during a recess, asked me to go back behind the podium, so to speak, and to talk with them. And they asked me to go out and testify.
Were you surprised?
I was shocked. Frankly, I never expected it to happen. And I was very reluctant to do that because I first felt that I had really said everything to the investigators that I really knew. And secondly, being a career attorney and really testifying what would essentially be against the nominee of the administration could perhaps put me in jeopardy with regard to my position in the Justice Department. So I immediately asked them to call back to the Attorney General's office to make sure that if I was going to testify that I had approval from higher-ups in the department.
And let's talk about what that testimony was. At one point you said, the general impression I get when we talk about racial questions is that he is not a very sensitive person when it comes to race relations, meaning Senator Sessions. Why did you say that?
Well, in various conversations I had had with him, we had brought up topics of civil rights in general, and he would opine on, you know, matters of the day involving race. And generally seemed to have a unprogressive attitude towards race and equal opportunity. When the NAACP's name came up, for example, he would snidely, you know, remark that it was a pinko organization, a communist-inspired. I reported to him that a federal judge I had heard in Mobile had referred to one of my colleagues, a white civil rights lawyer, as a disgrace to his race. And Jeff Sessions said, well, he is. And I was shocked. And then
And this specific reference was, this is a white lawyer in private practice who had agreed to participate in a civil rights case along with the NAACP, and that you had heard from a judge. A judge had described him that way, and you recounted that a judge had said this, and Jeff Sessions said...
He said that, well, he is. I mean, he agreed. And so it was comments like that that, for me, really suggested to me that, at best, he was racially insensitive on issues of race.
You quoted to the Senate then U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions as complaining that the NAACP was, quote, trying to force civil rights down the throats of people. What did he mean by that? What do you think he meant by that?
I think he meant that he felt the NAACP was too militant an organization, that constantly bringing up issues of race and racial discrimination, which you have to remember, in 1986, the country had really not come very far, even from the civil rights era. There were still a lot of blatant discrimination going on. I remember, in fact, at the time that I was with Mr. Sessions in Mobile, there actually was a hanging of a young black male in the city of Mobile by members of the Klan. So, as you can tell, issues of race really were topics that particularly groups like the NAACP and the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law and other groups really felt that a lot more enforcement was necessary. And I think Mr. Sessions felt that white people really had already had enough.
He came to national attention for prosecuting three African-American civil rights activists for voter fraud, charges on which they were acquitted. And you testified that when you discussed this with him, he said, you know, this is causing some concern that, you know, white people engaged in this conduct for years and it wasn't prosecuted. It never came to the attention of the authorities. But now that African-Americans are starting to achieve some political power, all of a sudden the conduct is subject to all this scrutiny and that there are some feelings about that. And you reported that he said, look, I don't care who it is, I'm going to prosecute people if I think they're wrong. Does that mean he was insensitive?
Well, in Alabama, for many years, there were numerous allegations of white voters engaging in voter fraud that went uninvestigated. And I don't remember Mr. Sessions ever prosecuting any whites for voter fraud in the Southern District of Alabama, despite the fact that there were allegations to that effect that always took place. You know, it did seem to many of us in the civil rights community at the time that these particular individuals were being singled out. They were black activists, and they really had, for all intents and purposes, from our standpoint, had been doing every year what they had always done, which was help get the black vote out in the Black Belt of Alabama, which is a very important vote, and for years was suppressed largely by the white power structure in Alabama. And many of these people were often just helping elderly people and shut-ins living in very rural conditions and very disadvantaged circumstances to vote.
One of the more explosive pieces of testimony at that hearing was not yours. It was Thomas Figures. He was then an assistant U.S. attorney, and he said that Sessions, his boss, had called him boy on one occasion. Mr. Figures is black, and some might not understand that that is considered highly offensive and demeaning to call an African-American man a boy, particularly at that time. And I just wondered if you ever heard him refer to African-American employees in that way or other African-American adults in that kind of fashion.
I never did. I knew Mr. Figures. He was an assistant U.S. attorney around the time that I was in the Southern District of Alabama in the early 1980s. And I knew that in just conversations he and I had had, that he had expressed concerns about his boss, then U.S. Attorney Sessions' views on race. But there were so few black people working in that office that I really never had occasion to really see Mr. Sessions interact with anyone, including Mr. Figures, as I recall. I don't really remember. It was so long ago.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with J. Gerald Hebert about Senator Jeff Sessions. He's now the presiding Republican over in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he is called upon to help lead the nomination hearings for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. And we're talking about the Judiciary Committee hearings that Senator Sessions was the subject of in 1986 when he was a candidate for a federal judgeship. J. Harold Hebert testified at those hearings when he was a career attorney in the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. And another, I would say, dramatic moment came when you testified and you were asked, basically the bottom line is, do you think that then U.S. Attorney Sessions' attitudes about race would affect his ability to be impartial on the bench? And here you are being questioned by then Alabama Republican Senator Jeremiah Denton.
Do you think he has prejudice which would harmfully affect those whom he deals with professionally?
I honestly don't know.
Do you consider yourself sensitive on the racial question?
Yes.
Do you consider Mr. Sessions insensitive in the same sense?
I think that some of the comments he's made, in my judgment, showed a racial insensitivity.
Do you believe he could be a fair and impartial federal judge?
I would hope he could. I don't know.
What do you think now?
I would still have concerns, frankly, today, just knowing, you know, the public persona of Jeff Sessions that I've seen over the years. You know, it's one thing to say that you're not racially insensitive and that you're going to be an equal opportunity supporter, but it's another thing to actually do things that exhibit that. If you look at Jeff Sessions' record prior to the time I testified, you see very little outside of his position as U.S. attorney, where he really had no choice but to offer support to the Civil Rights Division when it brought cases. You really don't see much that Jeff Sessions really did to advance the cause of disadvantaged people.
But is failing to advance the cause of poor people or minorities, failing to do that, evidence that one is in fact racist or racially insensitive or hostile? Is that the same thing?
I don't know that it's the same thing, but it certainly to me demonstrates that the racial insensitivities that we testified to under oath has not really distorted his position on race. You have to remember, I mean, there are lots of issues that come up today that, for example, involve civil rights. And on almost every issue that Jeff Sessions has voted on as a U.S. senator, he has voted what I would call the anti-civil rights position. And that, to me, doesn't demonstrate somebody whose really record was either distorted back in the 1980s or is racially sensitive today.
In reference to Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the Supreme Court, she's already a federal judge. Now, Senator Jeff Sessions was quoted as saying, "Do I want a judge that allows his or her social, political, or religious views to impact the outcome, or do I want a judge that objectively applies the law to the facts?" And I think the question that a lot of people would have is, could he meet that standard?
Well, he certainly couldn't at the time he was nominated to be a federal judge. And I gave testimony to that effect in 1986. My testimony was completely true, and I stand by that testimony today, some two or three decades later.
You had a brief phone conversation with him right around the time you were being called to testify. As we said, you didn't know you were going to testify. You had been interviewed by the Bar Association as part of their normal investigation into the backgrounds of potential judicial nominees. And you had called him on a matter that was pending with your two offices. And the fact of your being interviewed did come up. And you reported at the time that he said, "Well, I do have a tendency to pop off." So I guess the question is, was he just popping off? Or do you believe that these comments that many people do think are insensitive, certainly some of his fellow senators did at the time, or was he just popping off?
Well, I think what he meant by popping off, and certainly the way I construe it, was that, you know, sometimes he says what he's thinking without stopping to think before he says it. I think you see Jeff Sessions today, now that he's holding high office, somebody who is much more careful about what he says, you know, and I really don't know what's inside his head or his heart. But I do think that, you know, someone hopefully over 20-something years has learned something about the plight of the disadvantaged and minority people in our country who continue to struggle.
You did address this earlier, but I just want to reiterate the point. Clearly his view now is that his views then were misinterpreted, that he professes to be rather wounded by the characterization of himself as racially insensitive. And I just wanted to ask you, as a person who was called to testify, do you think his views were distorted?
No, they certainly weren't distorted by me. And we all obviously are a product of all the people we've met and our experiences in life. With regard to Jeff Sessions in the 1980s, if he had brought those to the bench, I think we would have been in real trouble if you were a litigant in the Southern District of Alabama bringing a civil rights case.
And finally, he is in a different position now. He is a United States senator. It is a political job. He's not a judge. It's a different role. Do you think, though, that however you describe that term, whatever you think that term means, do you think he can be fair in evaluating the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court?
I hope he can, and I assume he can, and I think he can. But I feel less confident about that as I get to the think part, because, you know, he will try, and he will certainly, the public persona that he will demonstrate at the hearing will be one of fairness. He's now in a fact-finding position, though, much like a judge would be. He's trying to find out factually what the nominee positions are on various issues, and he's a very effective questioner. He was a person who had litigation skills when he was U.S. attorney, and he's been sitting in on a lot of hearings as a senator and asking a lot of questions. I expect him to be fair, and I think that if he were not, I think people would be pretty outraged by it, frankly, because based on what the record shows so far, this judge on the bench seems to have been pretty fair for quite a long time.
I also think the question hinges on what crosses the line from having a different worldview, a different political perspective, and bringing a different worldview and political perspective to the questions at the table, and what then crosses the line to hostility and prejudice. And I wanted to ask you, is there something in his record at the time that causes you to believe that he did cross that line from being merely conservative in his approach to social issues to being racially hostile or insensitive, was the word that was commonly used?
Oh, definitely back in 1986. I have no doubt about that, and testified to that effect, I believe, that it wasn't a question of, you know, he was joking about these things or saying them in a joking manner. He was someone who was a product of the Deep South, and his racial attitudes reflected at that time a continued hostility towards equal opportunity efforts by African Americans, particularly in Alabama. And that was true back then, and obviously he now represents many of those same people as a U.S. senator. One would hope that over a couple of decades one would grow and become more enlightened on race issues. I think you will not see him hostile, openly hostile to the nominee when confirmation hearings start. I think that would cross the line, but that doesn't mean that just because he asks tough questions, that doesn't indicate that he's racially insensitive or insensitive to Latinas. He will ask questions that he thinks he's entitled to ask, and he'll ask them in a very professional and what I would believe would be a very polite way. At the same time, ultimately, many of us feel that no matter what the answers are, he'll still ultimately vote no.
J. Gerald Hebert, a former senior trial attorney in the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. He is now executive director and director of litigation at the Campaign Legal Center, and he was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Mr. Hebert, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
For the record, we'd like you to know that we have extended an invitation to Senator Sessions to come on the program and talk about these issues. His office informs us that they are considering the offer.